I want to have a quick look at a few West of Ireland constituencies that I think some of our panellists here will be very interested to hear what the current thinking is. Dave O'Connell, editor of the Connacht Tribune, talk to me about Galway West.
Well, Galway West... If I go back very briefly, two elections ago, it was one of the longest counts in the country. We had two recounts. I think it went on for, I know it went on for something like 70 hours. Last time, not quite as tense or not quite as dramatic. Our sitting TDs, all five of whom are running again, Eamon O'Queeve topped the poll last time, elected on the ninth count. Noel Grealish followed, then Sean Kyne, Catherine Connolly and Hildegard Nocton. First time that we've ever had two female TDs. In fact, the first time that there was a female representative in Galway West in 19 years since Maura Geoghegan Quinn had departed. So that was last time out.
Okay, so how is it looking this time?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to be a political analyst to see that Eamon O'Queeve, and he will not thank us for it, would be fairly much home and hosed before it starts in this. Somebody once said you never see a bookie on a bicycle. And when you look at the bookie's odds on this, it gives you a fair indication. In fact, the odds on all five outgoing are returning. Eamon O'Queeve, 8-1 on, which is, I mean, it's not worth even 8 of your quid to get one back. Noel Grealish would be interesting, even though he is second favourite in this, because there was such an amount of discussion in relation to the Uachtaráid Centre. And my feeling on it is that what you lose on one hand, you may very well gain on the other hand on it. But that's there.
Yeah, but a lot of people were saying at that time, was he, you know, and why was he making these statements at the time? And was there a question, was he worried about his... But there was never really any worry about
that's the thing. I found that very strange, because Noel is very much a local politician, somebody who hasn't put his head over the parapet all that often over the length of his career, and was never given to making statements just for the sake of it and all of that. Mm-hmm. So... that was the surprise on it, but that will be interesting. Two Fine Gael seats, as I say, last time out with Sean Kyne, who is here with us, and Hildegard Nocton. I think if there is to be any squeeze in this, that's where it may well happen, in terms of if there is to be a swing in any direction. Fianna Fáil, if they are to pick up numbers, will be looking to do something in that. Now, again, I preface this by saying the odds are stacked against them. Equally, the Green Party had a very good local election in Galway. They have three councillors between city and county. One of those, Pauline O'Reilly, is running this time. So between, if you're to look beyond the five, Ollie Crowe from Fianna Fáil, who's, I would use the phrase loosely, Eamon O'Queeve's running mate, because Eamon doesn't do running mates. They happen to be members of the same party. So Ollie Crowe and Pauline O'Reilly as the others. I'll also throw into that mix, because he did well the last time, Niall O'Toole from the Social Democrats, 3,500 first preferences, and Mairead Farrell. Trevor O'Clarty was the Sinn Féin candidate the last time. The problem for both of those is that what they need to get such a high first preference, because there's nothing going to come for them after that
from
in terms
behind,
of transfers.
Yeah. Okay, is there any other...
Well, it's a busy field at this stage. We have Conor Burke, who's Solidarity People Before Profit, Cormac O'Corcoran from Aintu, Mike Cobbert, the current Mayor of Galway, who's independent. We have Dara O'Flaherty, who is also independent, Joe Lochnan, Solidarity People Before Profit, and another former Mayor of Galway, Neil McNeillis from the Labour Party, where we once had Michael Dee's seat, we once had a poll topper in 2011 with Derek Nolan, and we haven't had one since.
And there's no signs of green shoots there, is there?
Neil McNeillis is very popular in Galway City, doesn't have a lot of traction outside of that, so hard to see it.
Okay, let's move on to the other side of that county, Galway East.
Galway East, three-seater constituency, two new faces last time out. Kieran Cannon held his seat for Fine Gael, joined by Anne Rabbitt from Fianna Fáil and Sean Kenny, independent Colm Keaveney and Paul Connaughton were the two that lost out the last time. Two junior ministers in a three-seater constituency, all three TDs running again, going on the bookies. The three of them are 4-1 on to retain their seats. What will be interesting there, the second Fianna Fáil candidate and a late addition to the ticket is the man I would know as Councillor Donagh Killaloe, who's now known as Councillor Donagh Mark Killaloe, son of Mark Killaloe. We had this in a previous lifetime with Maura Quinn, who became Maura Geoghegan Quinn, but that's you play to your strengths on this. I would think that Kieran Cannon and Anne Rabbitt look solid. It's in terms of the geography of this.
They're on the south and the east side.
Sean Kenny, while he's Belclare, is very much coming from that Tuam area, which is also Donagh Killaloe's part of the constituency. So I'd also throw into that hat Pete Roach, former Cathaoirleach of Galway County Council, running for Fine Gael. But it's hard to see Fine Gael take two seats. So if you were asking me, I would say probably the odds are on the same three returning. But if there is to be a change, it could be that Donna, Mark Killalay could be in a shake-up on that.
And would be Sean Canny that would be vulnerable.
Would be of the most vulnerable of that. There's let me see, there's a few more who would fancy their chances or would are running in that as well. You have Jaglan McConagh running for Renew, Owen Madden running for the Green Party there, Louis O'Hara for Sinn Féin, David O'Reilly, who is an independent, Peter Reid for the Social Democrats, Marion Spellman for the Labour Party, and Martin Ward for Aintu. His name may be familiar to some as the first traveller mayor of a council.
Martin Jonesy Ward.
Martin Jonesy Ward, indeed. Yeah.
Okay, Roscommon Galway then, another three-seater.
Yeah, and I wish the two of them weren't sitting here, but anyway, that's that's the way that this
just
goes.
Just say it out. Feel no pressure here.
Absolutely. What's the worst that could happen? It's three-seater with almost all of Roscommon, a big slice of Galway, what we know locally as the Gaza Strip, the part of the constituency that's in the east of the county but attached to Roscommon, includes substantial areas, Ballinasloe, Hasker, Glenamaddy. They were there the last time, further expanded to include places like Dunmore, Mount Bellew, Kilconnell, Ockram this time. Dennis Nocton topped the poll last time out, 14,000 first preferences. Michael Fitzmaurice also re-elected. That was his second election in 14 months after a by-election. And Eugene Murphy from Strokestown polled almost 7,000 first preferences. It was his running mate, the former Roscommon goalkeeper, Shane Curran, who pushed him over the line on that the last time.
This is for Fianna Fáil.
This is for Fianna Fáil, indeed. So the chances are, again, you wouldn't need to be a serious analyst, and neither of them will thank me for it, but our two studio guests would...
Safe as houses.
Safe as houses, which is which is exactly what you want to hear running into an election. I would suggest...
The kiss of death, anyway.
Well, Dennis then might, given that it's reverse psychology, might take some consolation with the fact that I think Aisling Dolan will take a vote from the Ballinasloe area where he did...
Really going to tighten me down now.
Yeah, well, there you are. There's the prophet of doom
The only thing he is all the Roscommon Fine Gael vote now.
Yeah, well, it's a clear run. It's the gene pool, I think, on all of that. I should mention in this that Eugene Murphy, far from happy at his running mate.
We saw that statement he put out saying that it was
making no bones
very upset
about it.
That this was imposed upon him with
this
no...
This is Councillor Orla Layden from, again, a strong political pedigree. Her father is Terry Layden. I think there will be a Fianna Fáil seat, two of them from the same geographical areas, two of them from the same party. That will be very interesting. Mm. I mean, how they split that vote between them. Mm. I also think I've been impressed over the last while with Claire Curran in terms of her performance with Sinn Féin. And as I say, an outside bet. The last time in Galway East, we had Anne Rabbitt coming from almost nowhere because she was a new councillor. Aisling Dolan is a new councillor this time out based in Ballinasloe. But again, if you go on the odds, Dennis Nocton, you'd have to put €14 on him to get €1 back. You'd have to put a tenner on Michael Fitzmaurice to get €1 back on that. And even Eugene Murphy, 4-1 on that. So the bookies, again, see it in that way. They see Orla Layden as the only threat, and that threat would primarily, and if not exclusively, be to Eugene Murphy, so it's a Fianna Fáil seat. So it's a full field in that as well. I've mentioned quite a few. Beyond that, Julie O'Donoghue from the Green Party, Thomas D. Fallon, Independent, Kenny Tynan, People Before Profit, Paul Hanley from the National Party, and James Hope from Aintu, and I think I've covered all of them in that.
I think you have covered everything there. Thank you very much for that, Dave O'Connell. Would we largely agree with that assessment?
I think we need to have an inquiry into bookmakers' prices. And I think they're terrible.
It does make it seem as though I back a lot of...
I'll give you... I remember when I ran for the council and I thanked Declan Tierney at the time.
My colleague in the Tribune.
Yeah, and I was a wee outsider at the time. And politics is what the people vote. Things swing, things go different. In my opinion, everyone is, especially independents, when you go out there, at least with the parties, they have 20 or 25 or 30% of a vote. Whereas when you're an independent, you're starting from the very bottom and you have to fight for every vote that's out there. So look at bookies to me. There's one poll that'll decide it all.
Yes, and that's, and we haven't heard that one at all this year.
The independents, of course, are able to transcend the political parties and get votes from every political party. So that makes it easier for them.
And they might have had a hand in actually drawing those constituency lines as well, because I think if you were given the map of Ireland and asked, where would you like to run, that'd be it, Micheál.
Not necessarily so. The reason I'd say that, Dave, is that Dennis would be very strong in Roscommon. And so would the Fianna Fáil side of it. And in Galway, Dinis has huge connections from a house scrub. Where all me is always struggling in the gas.
My grandparents were Castle French as well.
Okay, I think we know all of your relations.
Nearly of all of Galway got.